Mother Nature looks ready to unleash some snow on New Hampshire ahead of Thanksgiving. While that might not be great news for travelers, it would be good news for New Hampshire ski areas. Although, we should point out they already have the technology to make their own snow no matter what's coming down from the sky. David Brooks writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org. He's been looking into this snow-making process, and he joins us with some of what he found. Hi there.
Hey there.
Ski areas cover a fair bit of ground. How much effort does it take to make enough snow for a day on the slopes?
I mean, I'm a skier, and I've skied through it occasionally as the fan guns are blowing, but I didn't realize quite how much it was until I talked to Pat's Peak. Over the course of an entire season, they can use as much as 50 million gallons of water to make snow.
Wow.
Which is amazing. Pat's is not a huge mountain by any means. I mean, we're not talking about Cannon Mountain or Sunday River or Killington or some of those monster places, and that's a whole lot of water.
And what are the tools they use? You mentioned the fan guns. What exactly do those do?
You make snow, basically, by throwing water into the air when it's cold, and then the water crystallizes. Obviously, it's much more complicated than that. Getting the air and water mix seems to be really the most important thing, and that is dependent on the conditions outside, what they call the wet bulb temperature, which is a mix of the air temperature and the humidity. There's these sticks that sort of sprays out over the run. They require a lot of energy because you have to spray the water out with compressed air. The sort of the gold standard these days is the fan gun, which most of us, anybody who skis has seen, and they look like a giant turbine kind of, well, not a giant turbine, a mid-sized turbine, usually up on a pole. And they are energy efficient because they don't require compressed air to shoot the water out into the air. They just shoot it out with a fan. Basically, the fan turns and sucks up the water and spits it out in the air, and then it freezes and falls down to earth.
Now, what's the sweet spot temperature and wet bulb temperature wise? When is it too warm or even too cold to put a good pack of snow down?
I was told by Chris Blombeck, the general manager at Pat's, that 29 degrees wet bulb temperature is sort of the maximum you can be. The drier it is, the better. So the less humidity is in the air, actually, the water turns into the crystals you want at a higher temperature. Whereas if it's really moist, the temperature has to be lower. The lower the temperature, the better in general. It freezes faster, and so you produce more snow from a given volume of water and air. You don't have to use as much electricity and as much water to make the snow. Get down to 10 degrees, even single digits, even down to zero. They're still good in theory. What happens, he said, is that then you have to worry about the water freezing in all the pipes, because obviously there's pipes crawling all over the mountain to take the water up to these guns. And if it ever freezes in one of those, you're in trouble.
And snowmaking is becoming increasingly important for these ski areas, as the amount of natural snow coming down is not necessarily as predictable as it used to be.
Pretty much any mountain, any ski area that's bigger than a little tiny one has 100% snowmaking these days. And the question now is, how good is your snowmaking? How fast can you make snow? So if there's a melt and a rain off, rain is really the big problem. You get warm weather and rain, and that really can wipe out snow on the ground quickly. And you need probably a couple of feet to handle most skiers. And the other thing they're fighting over now is electricity costs, which of course, as we know, are not low in New England, New Hampshire, and are getting higher this winter. They're trying to find more efficient ways to make snow, and that's where fan guns and other equipment can help out.
If the snowmaking machines are up and about, and if there's even some natural snow coming down across the state, are you just up then, like, the next morning with your equipment?
I'm not quite that frenzied. I'm not one of those people who, you know, lives to ski, partly because I'm pretty incompetent. But I definitely go out half a dozen times a year at the minimum. You know, one of the things that you like about living here is that I can get to Patch across it in literally half an hour. So I can go skiing on a Saturday morning and still make it back in time for the dump run. So that's a good...
That's New Hampshire defined, right? There.
Yeah, you betcha, buddy.
David, thanks so much.
You bet.